Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 20th of June 2016, and this is the 384th Mole Out Loud podcast. You can probably hear my cat purring in the background. It's a sort of, not really a contented purr, it's a more why are you messing with my head kind of purr. I was stuck at home all day because I was waiting for a delivery. I was stuck all day on Friday as well at home. And one of the things I really needed to do was go and get some cat food. And the other thing I really needed to do was to prepare some food for a potluck supper that we're having tonight with the bell ringers, because we have a dark mofo festival going on in town celebrating the winter solstice over a couple of weeks, and they're having a concert in the cathedral, so we can't practice. So we are going to have this potluck supper instead. But I realised that I didn't have a crucial ingredient and I couldn't leave the house to get it. And the delivery arrived just as I was having to leave for an appointment. So I quickly signed for it and then ran down to the city I didn't really run, but I did have to walk very quickly to my appointment in town, which was a new Qigong weekly session, which will be really lovely once Monday nights have gone back to normal, because I can just kind of go from Qigong to bell ringing, and it always strengthens me. The Qigong really makes me much more supple and I'm much more able to ring, so it'll be a really great boon. But today it really meant that I was in town to do the Qigong and had to rush back or catch a bus very quickly. And I took it all the way to the shop, which is about, 15 minutes walk from home. And I went against all my vegetarian kind of ethics, I suppose, and bought a barbecued chicken, because there was no way I was going to be able to buy the ingredients and get back home and prepare something and do the podcast. And actually, the preparing something would take rather longer than the podcast. So I brought back this chicken and I completely forgot to buy any cat food. And so I've been looking at poor Boo, who knows I brought something really delicious back with me, whilst I'm fobbing him off with the cat food that he likes least, that is what the only stuff I had left. But I felt I couldn't turn up for this supper with a kind of half-mangled chicken. So, poor old Boo. Actually, he's just given up. He's gone outside, and I suspect that means he's decided he's going to go through next door's cat flap and see what's on offer there. So it has been it's been a very odd day today. I found on Friday it was difficult waiting for this consignment that never arrived, and then having to wait again today, I felt that I couldn't settle to anything, and it was ridiculous it was ridiculous that I couldn't, because I was here in my house. I had created another drawing of intentions for today. So I had all these things in front of me that I could pick from. I actually think one of the problems or difficulties I had was that I did the drawings of intentions yesterday, and because I thought they would work in two-day snapshots of things I'd like to do. It would give me a bit more leeway. And also, because the drawings are in themselves fairly time-consuming, that it would be more sustainable to do one every 2 days and I would have this in front of me. But I really think it would have been great if this morning I had done one for today. It would have really grounded me in a way that I wasn't grounded just looking at what I had written yesterday or drawn yesterday. So that was a bit, that was quite interesting. I know that this is a good idea to do. So I shall be playing around this week with what works best and how frequently to do it. Certainly first thing is a really good time to do it. And I'll have to go from there. I think the other thing that really kind of made this morning odd was that normally I would have gone for a walk and I felt that I couldn't. And I didn't go for one on Friday morning either because I felt, well, I knew that I had to stay at home or else the delivery wouldn't happen. So that's been my day, and it was so nice going to Qigong and just centering again, having that hour and a half of just focusing on breathing and movement, and with a group of really lovely people. I found I knew everybody there, even though I knew them from very different parts of my life, so that was quite fun too. And now I need to finish this podcast. I hope I'm going to be able to upload it before I go, but I'm not sure whether that's going to be possible. But here goes. I do hope that you've had a grounded Monday, that, or you are about to have a grounded Monday. And if you're only beginning now, I really recommend this drawing your intentions. I think it has legs, and maybe if you have ended your day today, maybe you could try it tomorrow, or you might like, or maybe you have other ways in which you do that kind of grounding. And I'd like to thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.